This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how the hell are you? Steve-O, how you doing, babe?
Man, you're in rare form today. You were dancing. The bye week did you good. You needed some a week off. What'd you do on your week off?
Well, I told you. I had to put down a beaver dam in the pool. I got all the leaves out of there. Had those guys show up. They covered the pool. I'm in great shape. And this Sunday, she is not going to say a word to me. It's all going to be clear, me and my TV.
That's good, because we got a big game coming up. I know you know about it. We've been talking about it now for 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
Big divisional game.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Were you kind of down that we didn't have a Cowboy game this weekend?
Football isn't the same without the Dallas Cowboys playing.
I'm saying.
It is the deal. It's the real deal.
You know what I told my wife? You're gonna love this one.
I can only imagine.
You're going to love this one. I said, you know what? This week, I'm not going to watch the Cowboys play. Whatever you want to do, honey. Whatever you want to do, I'm up for it. And she goes, you're kidding. I go, yes, I'm not even going to go buy the TV. And then she goes, they're not playing this week, are they? I go, no, they're not playing. But you know what? I'm still not watching any football.
You didn't watch any football?
I watched. How the hell can I not watch football?
See, you're a football fan. You keep harping on me. I keep trying to tell you, hey, it's football fan, right? You got to be a football fan. You're like, ah, Dallas Cowboys. And I get that.
We're a damn Dallas Cowboys show.
I know, but we're football too.
Talking about Philadelphia or Pittsburgh or rooting against some other team.
Say it. Say it so I can take my shot.
Well, I mean, you did pick the Bengals to beat us.
Well, you did
do that.
I'm a pessimist. I'm a glass half empty type of guy. I don't know what to tell you.
I was all for it. You know, I knew we were going to win. It was easy.
It was easy. We made it look easy.
Easy.
Now we're getting healthy. How are we going to do against the Sheagles?
I think we're going to do damn good. We got Claiborne coming back here, and I'm really excited about the defense is just looking damn good. I'm not too high on their offensive line. I think the Eagle offensive line is, I got to say, subpar. I just don't see them moving our defensive line. Not that our defensive line is anything special, but I just don't think our defensive line is going to be intimidated by these guys.
No, and they do enough I mean, to get a guy like off a spot, a Wentz, and we want him to move around and make him uncomfortable, much, you know, almost like every game plan. But him being a rookie, everybody's talking about, it's Carson Wentz versus Dak Prescott. It's no longer it's Cowboys and Eagles. But the fact of the matter is, I think weapon-wise, we're so much deeper than they are, and that makes me happy and positive about the result of this game. That's for sure.
I really think you got something here, by the way, because I really think that once you break this down, I think they're real focused. They love hitting the tight ends. I think this middle's going to be covered now. I think Skandrick being back there now, I think it moves Jones up and puts Church back more. Yeah, I just think that I just think that Skandrick and what's the other kid's name there? Our DB. What's his name?
Who you want? Anthony Brown? Who you want?
Anthony Brown.
Okay.
Brown and Skandrick will handle the slots now. Yep. Now you got Church will drop back. Jones will be in the middle. Jones, I think, will do a great job on the tight end situation there. I think we're looking damn good. I think we're going to shut this damn thing down.
Well, I really feel positive about this game. I like the way our team is progressing. The million-dollar question to me is, this week, is it going to do good for you, having some guys rest up and be ready to go, or is it going to be all of a sudden, hey, you got to knock a little rust off? I'm hoping that we come out firing on all cylinders, and Dak continues to lead this team, and Ezekiel, and our defensive backs, and everybody else that's involved in us, continue to lead us towards winning every week. And it's a big time to – I mean, we're 5-1. it's a divisional game against the Eagles. They're 4-2, so I'd love to have a little bit more separation in there. You know, even though it's a long season, all of a sudden you look up and you're like, we're almost halfway through. So I'd love to have at least a 2-game cushion after this week.
Wow. Wow, you're very optimistic.
It's
I like it.
It's a
I
different
like it.
Week.
I'm buying into this.
I'm rested up. But more importantly, you didn't ask me about my week off.
All right. I'm going to ask you. What did you do on your week off?
I went to Dallas.
Oh, yeah. You brought back my license, dude. My
license plates, frame, absolutely. Yeah. I got a couple of hats, so I'm all geared up a little bit right now.
Did you meet any stars, did you?
Well, some stars. I won't say bright stars, but had an interesting dinner one
Dark
night.
Stars?
Dark stars? We had a couple of three former players and another guy joined us, and Clarence Hill, who's a big Cowboy Twitter guy out there, he was there. So we got some things in the works that maybe we can bring some guys on over the next couple of shows and have them tell their story a little bit.
By the way, that guy you brought on, unbelievable. I love Rob.
Oh, our little if anybody hasn't Woo. Anybody that hasn't had a chance to listen to our blogger, Rob Dobb.
He's unbelievable.
He is phenomenal. Wrote a great piece. He's going to be doing at least one piece a week, maybe two, putting them up on our Facebook page.
Excellent. This is Sports Illustrated material here.
You know, he has a great education.
Yeah.
But so anyway, down in Dallas, got to buy a couple things, got to go by and see the Star, you know, the practice facility, and it is just...
That's out in Frisco.
It's out in Frisco. That's where we stayed. We have friends down there. Stayed with them, and he took me virtually right across the street. You know, I mean, literally right there where from his house. And it's, I mean, the facility, we didn't get to go inside, but they got a little, like, practice area, kids play area outside that's all turfed like the field. They have a, you know, a truck out there that sells some merchandise, and it's unbelievable, and it's only going to get better. Still building, like, the hotels and the restaurants and the area around it, but the story about that Frisco area is unbelievable. Like, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there was nobody there. Now, all of a sudden, it's 150,000 people. And
Jerry bought it all. Huh?
Oh, yeah. He owns a lot of it. But, folks, I know we got Cowboy fans around the world that are listening to this, but that Dallas Metroplex, unbelievable. It's phenomenal.
What the hell is it?
Well, you got Dallas-Fort Worth area, you know, and
right.
You know, in the surrounding communities.
Right.
It's growing like crazy. I mean, it's concrete. It's wow. All brick buildings. Grass is green. It's not like up here in Illinois where you go in the middle of some of these fields and you see all the litter and the high weeds and everything. I mean, their stuff's trimmed up down there. It looks nice.
They don't even have anything that grows down there.
Oh, they got
oh,
it.
Oh, get out of here.
Believe me.
It's a desert.
I was out looking for rattlesnakes. Didn't find any. I'm glad of it. But no, so, hey, it was a great trip. Dallas is an unbelievable place. And I booked a trip to go back to watch Monday Night Football the day after Christmas.
What a boy.
How about that?
Hey, that's
so
great.
Looking for. Hopefully that'll be it's against that's against the Lions, so hopefully it'll be a good show for us.
You know, this sounds a little bit more exciting than me with my swimming pool.
Well, absolutely. Yep. I mean, it's
right.
Nothing good.
Hey, but going back to football, the entire team, this is everyone that's carried the ball for the Eagles. Guess how many yards they've had?
600?
Oh, damn close. 669 yards rushing. Guess what our Elliott's had?
I'm going to go 750.
703.
Ah.
Just Elliott alone is 703 compared to the entire Eagle team.
That's unreal. So he's running well. And obviously, you know, we got this streak of 130-yard-plus games going. But, you know, once again, you got to go out, you got to show it week in and week out. You know, the NFL is, what have you done for me lately? And guess what? He rushed for zero last week. So hopefully he's hungry to get out there and bust out a 200 this week.
I think he's definitely pulling out that imaginary spoon.
Feed me. Hey, what is it that what Beasley's doing? What is his little deal? Is he throwing some salt and pepper on some spice?
I don't know.
What's he got?
I don't know, but let him eat too, that little fella.
Oh, got to love him.
I'm starting to really like him. Before, you know, a couple shows, I was kind of down on Beasley. I thought that he might do something. Just a little off. I just thought that he might be fumbling here. I never liked him on a punt return. I don't know why we've always had him on a we don't have him this year, but we've had him on punt returns. I mean, we've had him on a couple punt returns this year, too, but I don't like that being a regular thing either.
I agree with you. I mean, I get that he's sure-handed. I just never thought there was much of an upside with it. I thought it was more of a safety net there where, hey, we know he's going to catch it. But guys like that tend to want to get that exciting play, too, and then all of a sudden they get a little careless, and next thing you know, they're not calling for a fair catch, and they get lit up, the ball gets dropped, it's, you know, a mad scramble, and we give it back to somebody on the 10-yard line. But, right. You know, and that goes to probably one of the things that's really awesome for us this year is our ball protection. You know, we're not obviously not throwing the ball into interceptions. Outside of the one game that Zeke had early on where he had a couple fumbles, we're not fumbling it all over the place. So, you know, when you win the turnover battle, that's a big part of the game, and we're getting those necessary turnovers. I'm looking for more of the same. I'm hoping we can rattle Carson Wentz this week, have him throw a couple of picks, maybe, you know, get to him. I know that they got to him last week. The Vikings did. So they're a little susceptible, and even though they did pull off
a
win.
The Vikings didn't do anything last week.
I know, but that, you know, that's what I'm saying is the Vikings got to Wentz on a couple of turnovers, even though the Eagles won. But, you know, hopefully we can do the same, but then – Cowboys win it this week.
Well, definitely we're going to have some more input here. Colleen, we're going to have Colleen back on.
She's coming on.
Yeah, she's coming on after this. Hey, folks, I got to give a little plug, give a little shout-out to Amazon. If you guys love our show, which I'm hearing from everyone, you guys are on our site, social media, you guys are talking about how much you love the show, and, you know, Colleen's part of the show, too, now. You know, she's been coming on. Her friends all chime in. It's beautiful. Anyway, folks, if you're looking to shop a little bit on Amazon, why not go to our site first? It's cowboyspodcast.com/Amazon. Once you get on there, you can shop away. And you know what? Whatever you buy on Amazon, we get a little love back. How's that? It keeps the lights on here. So we're really excited about that. And if you want to just check out past episodes, you can just go to cowboyspodcast.com. Scroll down to the middle of the page on your right-hand side. You'll see Amazon. You click on there. You're automatically part of the Cowboys podcast show. And we get a little love there, too. And we're back, my friends. Steve, you were saying something about what the hell were you saying?
Oh, it doesn't matter what I'm saying. You know who we got on the phone. We got the professor here.
Oh, yes. Colleen. Colleen, you out there?
I'm here.
Oh, it's
how are you guys?
Colleen. Yes, we are doing great. We are doing great. You told me that you had to go see a doctor for your leg. How'd that go? Everything good?
Good. That's he gave great. Me the okay to walk on it.
All right. That's great. I didn't want you to be like Big Brown, one of those big thoroughbreds. We had to put you down or anything because of a leg injury.
So last week I tried to kill you off. Now you're trying to kill off Colleen.
I'm not killing off Colleen. I love Colleen on this show. This is beautiful. Are you kidding me? Hey, Colleen, you know what I pulled on my wife? I said, there's no football this weekend. This was last weekend. So I'm going to do anything you want. She goes, are you kidding me? I go, yes. She goes, the Cowboys aren't playing, are they? I go, no, they're not. So anyway, it all worked out. How you been?
I've been good.
So what do you think about this matchup coming up here, Colleen?
Well, I think the Cowboys have the edge. But I think it's going to be a really close game. And a real challenge.
Oh, what? Why do you sound like that? You sound like my partner Steve here. What's the problem?
Colleen, I'm positive this week.
Yeah, he was positive this week, which is scary.
I think we're gonna pull it off. I really do. We look better. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, when you break it down to the matchups, the key matchups. We've got the edge.
Right. I was bringing up that we look pretty good on the D-line against their O-line. What do you think about that?
We do. You know, they have players out. they have other players in, but I think we can hold them, and I think we'll be able to. I think we'll be able to get to Wentz.
Yeah, yeah, he is a pocket quarterback, so he's not like Dak to where he can get out and be dangerous. So I really think that I think on that note, Wentz, he's not going to be moving around too much in there. I think we could boggle him up really well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think you saw last week, you know, with them against the Vikings, that they had a, you know, they got to him a couple of times. So, you know, not that our pass rush is equivalent to what the Vikings have, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think that, you know, we can get some pressure on him, and hopefully our defensive backs can step up and continue to make plays like they have over the first 6 weeks for us and get a pick. I would love to see a defensive score to really start making me feel good about the Cowboys defense. Like, well, you know, I mean, you know, I'm starting to talk a little fantasy here, but, you know, I'd love to see the defense take a little bit more pressure off the offense and maybe score something.
Well, I think the defense has been playing outstanding.
They've been playing outstanding. I'm just saying I want to get greedy now. Can I get greedy?
You get
greedy. We've got Claiborne's going to be back because he had that bye week and he was able to get healthy. Skandrick's going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to hold them. I think we're going to be sitting good, provided we can contain the defensive holding calls, the holding penalties.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's definitely been on our agenda since week three here. We brought that up.
We started off, Colleen, at the beginning of this, you know, when we started the whole thing preseason, talking about over-under on Mo Claiborne having – what did we set that at? Like,
I said two.
Two? Two
it was
per
one
game.
And a half. It was one and a half, so it'd be two.
1.5 per game, right?
Yeah, so
– yeah, so – and he's actually done very well, you know, all in all. So – you know, like you said, if you can get away from those and giving those free plays to them and extending drives and getting them out of third down situations because you got a cheap holding penalty, then, yeah, I mean, that's definitely a positive on our part that way. But I kind of like the way they've been playing that way. All I'm saying is I would like to get a little greedy and get like a pick six. You know, even some from special teams and get a
– What else would you like?
Well, I mean, I think I got everything on the offensive side of the ball. I just want to step up a little bit more, maybe a couple more sacks, pick six. I got the Cowboys defense this week in fantasy.
All right, we got – that's why he's wanting the Dallas
I think defense. We're going to see – I think we'll see a couple sacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we will.
I think that's a good call. I really think also that our defense, I don't think – let me ask you guys this one. I don't think this game our offense can lose the game, but more or less our defense cannot do something silly, something stupid on a third down and long, like third down and eight, third down and nine, rip off a guy's helmet as he's about to fall down. You do that against Philadelphia, I think it's going to come back to haunt us. And that's how it's always been against Philly. Something stupid on defense always costs us the game. I think that's the way we got to approach this is no mistakes on D. I think our offense, I'm really confident with our offense moving the ball. I'm not worried about that. But what do you guys think about that? It's the defense that and Colleen brought that up, some sort of holding or something silly has to happen for us to blow this one.
Well, I'm not sure it has to be something silly like that. I mean, we still have to play our style of ball, and you know, our offense has got to get out there and do the right things the way they have been and set our defense up to make the plays. And I've always been, you know, there's two schools of thought. There's the, hey, your defense is going to keep you in games, let your offense do something, and then it's the, hey, your offenses go out there and no matter who you put in front of them, they're going to play and allow your defense to go and make plays. And I think that's where we're at right now is, if our offense can continue to put pressure on Philly to keep up with our scoring, to keep up with the Joneses, right, then I feel real positive about our defense going out there and being able to pin their ears back and get after it. But it's when you don't have that situation that you're going to get burnt when you're in a close, tight ball game, and all of a sudden it's third and six, and you have a way to get them off the field, your defense off the field, right, and you get that cheap holding penalty. And that's – I agree with you there from that situation. But I just like to make sure that our offense continues to do what they do to keep our defense out of that situation. And if we can do that, then that's a recipe for a win.
What do you call on that, Colleen?
I completely agree. I think that if our offense plays the way it's been playing, we're going to be good. And our big matchup was against number one defense, Packers.
Absolutely.
Eagles aren't number one defense. The Packers were.
Right, right.
And we shut them down. We held them off. We did a really good job. So there's no reason why we can't do the same thing to the Eagles.
Exactly.
There is absolutely no reason. But, when I looked at everything and I looked at the stats and I compared, I was comparing Zeke to Morrison, Sproles, and Matthews, as far as yardage and all of that. And I was coming up slight edge Cowboys. But the biggest thing that I saw with them, Eagles are getting called for a lot of false starts, a lot of offensive holding, and a lot of pass interference. So if we can get them to just keep doing that, that's going to help us.
Absolutely.
But we are so big on the defensive holding. That's our number one penalty.
Right.
Defensive holding and false starts. So,
hey, I got a stat for you guys. What do you think the Eagle offense is rated in the NFL? What number? Around what number?
I would think middle of the pack, 17-ish.
17? Colleen?
Their offense is rated...
Professor. You can't sneak anything back.
I actually had them down.
She's looking at her periodic table of elements right now, and she has it mapped out, believe me.
The movie Beautiful Minds.
It is a beautiful mind.
go for it. Tell me what they're ranked.
They're ranked 29th, so they could be very well exploited here. I think our defense, you think Wentz has been lighting it up and all that, but they're ranked 29th, so they're nothing special. They're traditionally, too, the Eagles like to pull their guards and their tackles. With our 4-3 defense, I think that we could be ready for something like that. I'm really pumped up about it.
I hope so.
Because they look for that. They look for that pulling all the time. Always done that.
And I don't want to get them into, my big fear is when you got the Matthews and the Sproles and everything is all of a sudden you start seeing these little dump passes. And that's really, when you get into, our worst, the thing we hate the most is that little dump pass, a little screen pass, a little draw when it's 3rd and 12, 3rd and 15. And they got some players that can make you miss and they can pick up those first downs. So contain is going to be a big thing. And if we can't get to Wentz and get him off the spot, we got to get back into that bend, don't break type mentality where, hey, you might be able to move the balls, between the 20s, but you get, within that red zone area that everything tightens up a little bit and not let them score touchdowns, keep them to field goals.
Yeah, keep them out of the red zone, please.
Well, we got them at our place.
No, they have a higher percentage rate for scoring, making points in the red zone than we do. So,
do they really? How the hell is that? I mean, you would think that with our number one rushing in the NFL, you think we'd be at a better percentile than them in the red zone? I didn't know. I didn't know that. Now here's a little thing about the Cowboys.
Little ditty.
Now McFadden.
All right.
McFadden wants to come back. He thinks he's.
We're going here already.
Well, no, I'm saying to you.
Okay.
The guy wants to come back, but I got no spot for him.
Right.
I got no. I got Dunbar coming back too.
There's a couple of spots out there in the NFL for him.
McFadden. Well, that's my point. McFadden saying, you know what? If you guys aren't gonna do anything with me, just trade me. Then why are you holding me? And he doesn't get paid. The poor guy does not get paid every time he doesn't dress or doesn't play. He's on that type of contract now. So the Cowboys, I think they have a 3-week period to where They could think about it. They could think about playing him. They don't have to come up with a decision for 3 weeks. That's 3 weeks of unemployment. Then they got 3 weeks to say if they want to let him play or not. I just find this...
I would like to see them do with McFadden?
Talk to me.
Okay. Now, I mean, I'm just going to ignore the trade thing for right now. But I would love to see them sneak him back in there and have him pull, like he did last season, a pass play.
Pass plays? Like screenshots and stuff like that?
He did it last season. Do you remember him throwing?
Oh, throwing them. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you remember him throwing a pass last season?
Then we'll have a real quarterback controversy. It's already bad enough.
No. No. He's not a quarterback.
No, he's kidding.
By any
that.
Means. But he can pull off that play, and they wouldn't be expecting it.
No,
he pulled it off. He pulled it off before.
Yeah, but on something like that, though, Colleen, every time then he comes in, it's going to be some sort of a magic trick popping up. I think the teams will catch on to he's going to throw it. There's a screenplay. He's not – when he comes in, it's going to be like that West Coast type of offense, and they're going to know that something he's behind something. So I don't know if –
but if you bounce him in and you bounce Dunbar in, you never know.
And then we have Alfred Morris. Let's not forget Alfred Morris. I think Alfred Morris should be getting more touches, so that's right. Why I'm kind of defending this whole thing a little bit more than bringing them McFadden or a Dunbar in that case.
Well, I think that, you know, at the end of the day, you don't have enough roster spots, most likely, without breaking it down and look who's out there. But if you got two guys coming back, that's going to be the real rub. I'm a huge McFadden fan. I liked him when he came out of college. Unfortunately, you know, the injuries and just not being in a very good situation in Oakland didn't help him out very much. Everybody thought I was excited when he came to the Cowboys. I thought behind that big offensive line that he would be a great replacement for DeMarco when he exited, and he showed you what he could do last year. You know, just unfortunately, Ezekiel's come out and just played like a number four overall pick. I mean, he's played outstanding. So I'm not I hope that there's some value for him out there, especially there's a couple of banged up running backs, most notably today. C.J. Anderson from the Broncos is out. But they got a pretty good replacement up there with that Booker kid. You know, hopefully there's some value out there somewhere for him, and you can do right by Darren McFadden and moving him to
exactly.
a place and maybe get a little something in return. But the last thing I would like to see is this guy have to sit in the wings and wait for an injury, which would be unfortunate for our Cowboys and be unfortunate for him too.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
Right.
There. I agree.
Yeah, I think that he's got value in him. And
I mean, there's so many teams that are breaking down with running backs right now. I think Tampa's down there at third or fourth string running back.
Rodgers is doing real good.
I think you could really shop around with McFadden. And I think if no one's got anything, let's take a fourth rounder for next year or something like that. In any case, McFadden is ready to go, but the Cowboys are saying, not so fast, my friend. So.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, they just don't want to give up anybody right now. And I don't think they will. I think they'll wait until the last minute.
And, you know, that kind of brings me up to another thing. I mean, just in, you know, I'm a big baseball guy. I'm a big football guy. I don't trade, you know, I don't do a whole lot with.
I feel a Cardinal or a Rams segment coming on.
No. It's more on the trade thing. You don't see a whole lot of blockbuster trades in the NFL at the trade deadline. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. If you guys can remember anything, I don't. You know, I know I see a lot of baseball stuff happen towards the trade deadline.
Right.
Basketball
right.
is like a moving pieces game anyway. I mean, they're all moving all over the place. Hockey does a lot of trades, but I just don't see it a whole lot during the season with football. And I would have to think it has to be something with the playbook and
a salary cap,
caps, and you know, everything that goes along that way. But I just don't know how viable that is going to be for an option for us, and I think that's a shame because I'm a big McFadden fan.
I am too. I like him. Always have, and I think unfortunately he didn't have anybody to run behind when he went to the Raiders, and now he does. And you know, they weren't giving him a chance, and they finally gave him a chance, and he showed him exactly what he could do, and then hurt himself not playing football, but it's just too bad.
I think, though, changing the topic a little bit here, with our tight end situation with what's his name? Zach Ertz or something like that?
Yeah, Zach Ertz again for them.
I think that we're going to have to shut this cat down. I think Jones is – I love Jones in this spot to where he can move up and get this guy. What's your call on that, Colleen? That's your guy, Jones. You think he could play a big role in this? He faced him last year, so he knows him pretty good.
Yeah, I think he can get him. I think that we're going to see – I don't think he's going to be moving around as much as he would like to be. You know, I think we're going to be able to hold him back, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think with Claiborne back now and Skandrick, Skandrick's back too. I think we're going to have a lot of areas covered to where it was kind of like a bandage session the last couple weeks. But now I think that we're going to have everything situated the proper way, you might say.
Yeah, I hope so. And I'm not a big, you know, when going back to Ertz, I have not been impressed with his game very much this year. I mean, he hasn't gotten on that consistent role that I think everybody expected coming into the season. And I think he's been a little bit really, you know, an underachiever. And I would like to see that continue while we play.
But it's always tight ends that seem to always hurt us in the middle. If we cut that tight end out, that artery off, I really think our defense can really sustain, get them off the field as quickly as possible, get their work their defense constantly. Philadelphia defense, bring him in.
I think he averages like 2 or 3 targets a game. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That overall, it seems like we tend to get beat by that situation.
By that position.
Absolutely. And that's where I think you're going with that. But I'm not sure that Zach Ertz is the guy that scares me when it comes to that. So,
who's your tight end that scares you?
Really? Over in the league? I mean, there's
a couple.
Nobody. Nobody. I'm with Colleen on this one. What I'm concerned about is we get into a situation and Wentz throws one outside of the numbers that is clearly going to be, you know, not a completion, and we get a stupid holding, a pass interference call.
I use that word silly.
A dumbass. Hey, this is an adult program. But we get one of those calls. That's what scares me. Those things with Ertz underneath, even if he runs down the seam, I really think we can defend that this week. I'm with you, Colleen.
Justin Durant, keep your hand off of the face mask, please.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding. Have some pride, sir. Stay off the face mask, for love of God. Jesus.
He just can't win for losing, the poor guy.
The guy was going to fall backwards, too. He's going to pick up a sack on his contract talk. That was my 7th-day sack. No. Move the chains the other way, babe. You can't do that. Well, hey, I got a question, and it's a quarterback question again. So, Tony's starting to throw the ball a little bit now. All right?
He dressed out today.
What did he do?
He dressed out today in pads.
Did he really?
Yesterday he was not in pads. Today
he's in pads.
Does this mean something? What does this mean, Colleen? Talk to us. Give us the breakdown on this one.
Well, you know, I read the most interesting article, being that I am retired from the medical profession. You know, I pay attention to the medical side of what's going on a whole lot and read those doctors' reports and stuff. But there were some people out there saying that they didn't think that Romo was going to come back this year because the Cowboys were keeping it silent that he couldn't come back, that his back was hurt more than it appeared to be. And I think that the reason he showed up in pads today was just to shut that rumor down.
Well, I saw a video of him yesterday throwing, and he looked like he was moving fairly well. And the throw I saw, he was on the run, rolled out to the right, made a whatever it was, 15-yard pass. But he looked athletic, and he didn't seem to be in any pain, which maybe is the reason why he's dressing out today. And that all goes to the – will he be active in the Philly game? And if I had to guess,
no.
I would
– I say no way.
Okay. Okay.
No.
So you're no. saying no way as well.
He's not going to play.
Well, I'm not saying play, but what I'm saying is be active on the roster is like the third string. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised, and without reading anything, without going into anything, I wouldn't be surprised if he's not on the active roster, or if he is on the active roster, wouldn't surprise me this
week.
He's
always been on the active roster.
No. No, he's been on the injured reserve. But
I thought that they didn't put him on.
He's
been on the active.
He's not on the IR. They never took him off the 53-man roster.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I stand corrected. But for him to be in-game uniform, ready to go in on as a third string. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't either, and they come back against Cleveland and do the same thing. But
well, I could see him dressing out and going out there just to make everybody nervous.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
But I honestly don't see them putting him in.
Not against the Eagles, too. You don't do this no. with the Eagles, because this is the team that really broke you down more than one time. I mean, they physically have hurt him. And if I'm the Cowboys, I'm saying to you right now. Now, here's a real great thinking about this. Now, if the Cowboy organization loved Dak so much, they'd say, Tony, get on in there, play your game there. And, you know, if a Philadelphia Eagle did mess him up, I mean, they wouldn't have as much concern knowing that Dak's right there to pick up. But my point is that they are nurturing this as, okay, let's rest him against the Eagles because we know what the Eagles can do to them physically. Let's have him come back against Cleveland in November. I like right. that matchup a lot more. And I think, you know what, Tony deserves that. Well, Colleen, you were saying something?
No, I agree. I don't think okay. they wanted to put him back in there because the Eagles are, I mean, football is physical, so it seems kind of silly to say because the Eagles are really physical, but the Eagles have a tendency to go
a little further than
to go hard and almost like they're intentionally trying to hurt people.
No, you're definitely right. Wow.
Especially when they come up against us.
You're right.
So what,
know,
I mean,
they're the original bounty hunting team, you know.
Yeah. I thought the Saints were, but they're right there with them.
No.
No, they're the originators.
You go back years and years and take a look at it. They were the first ones that were getting paid a bounty for
those bastards.
So, Colleen, what you're calling this? You saying Romo dress or no dress this week?
Oh, he'll dress.
I could see him dress.
All right.
I could see him dress. I just don't see him playing.
Okay. I think if he dresses, that the only way he plays is if there's an injury to Dak.
God forbid. Let's
right.
not even talk
right.
like
well,
that.
I mean, you got to go through scenarios.
Yeah.
Then, so what does that bring us to the Cleveland game? What are you looking at there? What's your prediction on that?
I don't think they'll put him in necessarily. You know, I think they're going to let him just ride this as long as he can. I honestly do.
Who's that?
I think
Dak or Romo?
Both of them.
Well,
I think there's no reason to throw Tony out there and risk him getting injured. And there are games we're really going to need him.
Okay.
And I think that you'll start to see him dressed more. I think he'll be ready to go in. But I don't really see them throwing him out there unnecessarily.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw my prediction out. I say he's dressing this weekend. Right. The only way he gets in is if there's an injury.
I know you keep saying that. I don't want to hear that.
I say he's dressing in Cleveland, that Dak is going to start in Cleveland, and if we can get a lead, that maybe we see him late in the third quarter to play the fourth quarter, And then he starts in Pittsburgh. That's my prediction.
Yeah, that sounds good. But I don't think now we're in the NFL season to where they're not going to have a format like a preseason where one plays a half and the other one plays the other.
No, I mean, I think that if we can get the score up to, you know, more than three scores difference or three score or more difference in, you know, when we're playing Cleveland, that's when you bring him in. You go, hey, we're bringing him in.
Yeah, and that's a safe way to bring him in and not have to worry about him getting hurt and giving some back on the field.
Let me tell you what you have to lose on that, though. And you two are smart on this. Let me bring this to you. Because now if you got a lead by three touchdowns and you bring in Tony, and for some reason Tony gets intercepted here, intercepted there. You've ended Tony for the rest of the season. I don't think that you bring him in with a three-touchdown lead or two-touchdown lead and you say, now it's your team. I think if he blows that, which it could happen. I mean, the guy's rusty. I wouldn't take it all out on that one half that he played. And then every Cowboy was going to say, bring Dak back in.
That's also my reasoning behind them not playing him in the Eagles game.
Or what about the Cleveland?
If they play Dak in the Eagles game, and it's going to be a tough game, and Dak loses, and he's going to lose some games.
Right.
We can expect that to happen. How much easier is it going to be to bring Romo back for Cleveland if we're coming off a loss?
Absolutely.
Than it would be to bring Romo back after a win.
Right. No, I think Romo knows that too.
No, I think the whole problem here is that, A, people don't want to believe. It's an old sports adage. You cannot lose your starting spot to an injury. That's number one. And then two, Jerry Jones painted himself into a corner by saying, and it's been the Cowboys' mantra, it's from the top on down to the bottom that this is Tony's team. When Tony's healthy and ready to go, that it's his team. So they kind of painted themselves into a corner that their only out is either to renege on the whole thing or to say Tony's not 100% healthy yet. And so I think from that aspect, if you get that three-score lead, which is 17 points or more up in Cleveland, it's going to allow Tony to hand the ball off, get into the rhythm, get his passes, you know, his short routes done, his timing done with his guys, and move on. I would much rather see him get a quarter and a half of reps in live game speed action and then go in and play Pittsburgh as opposed to, you know, coming out and starting a Cleveland game or starting Pittsburgh. But I agree with you. If they lose the Philly game, I think that you can see that timetable move up because all of a sudden now you're tied in the division, okay?
Right.
Then it makes sense. Hey, Tony's going to Cleveland. He's going to start. He's already thrown. He had a half a week's work this week, and then he'll take all the first team reps next week and move on. If not, I can see him working in almost as a preseason situation.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just going to lay it out so he can play it out.
If anything, I would rest him this week, Cleveland week, and Pittsburgh week, and take it from there because I got a machine rolling here, and I don't know. But it is Tony's team, and it's like the movie Friday. How do you get fired on your day off? And he didn't do anything wrong to lose his job. And even on the injury, if he would have thrown that ball to interception or he fumbled that ball, then I could even say, you know what, why not? Sit him out rest of the year. But he didn't. He just went down and the guy's losing the job. No, let's give him another shot. This is his team.
Right, because he had the whole 2014 season. And you can't count last season against him.
No.
You just can't. And you can't count what happened to him in the preseason against him, you know?
Right.
It was just a fluke. It doesn't mean he's fragile. The guy just hit him just right. They both had to be cut in the right position for what happened to happen.
No, you're definitely right. You're definitely right. And before we get to the Bet DSI picks, let's hear you guys' picks on what the score of this one's going to be. Colleen, let's throw it at us.
Okay, well, I've had a hard time with this because my heart tells me one thing and my mind is telling me.
Say it ain't so, Colleen. Not,
you know,
not one
it's
more.
It's a woman
here.
Thing. I know. That's what guys like to say. They can never pick one or never decide between the two. But I'm gonna say, 27-23 Cowboys.
27-23. Okay. All right.
Colleen, you're real close to where I was going to go, but I think we make the Sheagles cry a little bit. I think we go back and assert our dominance on the NFC East. I like 24-17, win by 7, if my math is correct.
All right. Okay. Well, this one was one of my Bet DSI plays for this week. All right. And I love the Cowboys giving up 4.5 on this one. I think the Cowboys will win by 5 or more. I look for this one being 33-17 is what I'm looking at here, my friends. 33-17.
Wow.
I love this one. This will be over by the fourth quarter. I'm telling you. But still stick around. Watch a great game. But I'm just saying, 33-17 is what I'm looking at on this one.
Well, we got to handle our business, that's for sure. Now, you didn't ask the other question as you get into this. You didn't go. We went with the whole Romo thing. You went with McFadden. I mean, we got the big boy out there, the number one selling jersey in the NFL.
Is it Zeke?
No, it's Dez Bryant.
Oh.
Dez Bryant.
Dez is back.
He's the number one jersey.
He's the number one. I mean, I think we got 4 out of the top 6 are Cowboys.
Wow.
I mean, I look at this goofy crap on Twitter and everything like that. So I apologize if I'm boring anybody out there. But
I got something, too.
I know you got something.
Hey, one went up to, not one of ours, but one of those that's in the top went up there because they're burning that jersey. But I won't go there.
Yes, they are. I think that one's cooled off just a smidgen, though. Pun intended.
Right. Hey, guys, I got something that I think is going to excite the Cowboy fans on our podcast show. I've got a Charles Haley signed jersey with the papers and everything, and I think I'm going to give this away. I'm going to give it away on this show, and the way we could do it, I think our guys got to get on this, but somehow we're going to have to find subscribers to the show, and that's they could take a shot of it, they could take a picture of it and send it to us or something. You know what? We'll have it on the next show for sure on how they could win this Charles Haley jersey. I think it'll be great.
It'll be great, man. I mean, they can follow us definitely on Facebook. That's one way we could do it. You know, you got the Cowboys Facebook page, other Cowboys Podcast Facebook page.
Right. Twitter. And
you got Twitter, Cowboys Podcast on that.
Right.
We got Steve-O Jones on Facebook, which is me. You got the She Loves the Cowboys. If you're a woman and you can verify, Colleen, your numbers are up, right?
There's guys trying to join them.
We have guys trying to join. No, I have about 300 ladies waiting to join the group that I haven't yet approved.
Wow.
Which will take us well over 20,000.
Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. I hate to see some of those that you're still trying to approve. The ones I get pictures of wanting to be friends, I think, are all those spam ones with the girls that are taking shots like that, and I'm like, whoa, that's not a Cowboy fan. I wish, you know, sometimes they were, but Jono's shaking his head here, Colleen.
This is not the way we get to the girls on that site.
Well, they know, they see it.
I pass on a lot of fake accounts, but
that's what they are, fake accounts.
Since I've been doing the podcast, I've had a lot of men ask, more than normal. We always have a few, but more than normal amount of men asking to join.
I wonder why they're doing that, too.
They can't get enough of the professor. She knows her stuff.
Yeah. And you know what,
entertaining.
Colleen? Yeah, she puts out a lot of stuff, too. A lot of great stuff on our page, so that's beautiful. Anyway, so, yeah, that's what I'm thinking here. 33-17,
didn't she?
Something like that. Very low number. That's my Bet DSI play, and I've got one in college here. And this is going to be surprising. You know my favorite team is Mizzou. The Missouri Tigers. The Missouri Tigers stink this year.
Terrible.
They're terrible. And Kentucky comes to Columbia. I don't see Mizzou giving up 5 points here, my friends. Mizzou cannot win this outright. I like Kentucky to win this one outright. I look for this score being, this is going to be a high one here. Check this out, because they said on the BetDSI, this is 70 points on the over and under. I look for this one being 36-31, and I got Kentucky. The Wildcats win this one on the road in my beloved Mizzou Tiger land.
We're going to have to start having him take shots with that. I mean, how can you watch that garbage?
It's just 1 year. 1 year. That's all I got to say. They'll recover next year. They got to get rid of this Coach Odom. He's horrible.
Colleen,
horrible.
Are you only a pro football girl, or do you like college football at all?
I watch college ball, but not the way most people watch it. I don't choose a team. I'm looking for prospects for the NFL.
This girl's insane.
Amazing, isn't it?
She's got scouting reports.
Prospects.
Hey, we're going to have to get you in the war room. We got to get Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones to get you in the war room with them.
They got something going.
I have more than one game playing on Saturdays, and I'm just looking for people that stand out, that catch my eye.
Wow.
I always pick one player, at least one player, every year at training camp. I go the first few days of training camp when they're still brand new, because I don't want to see them after they've been influenced. I want to pick them fresh. And I always pick one to make that I say is going to make the team. Uh-huh. And so far, I've always been right.
No kidding. By just looking at him, huh?
I picked Lucky Whitehead. I picked Anthony Brown. I picked Cole Beasley.
You picked Beasley?
I did.
Man, he's a little short,
hey,
too.
I got a little story for you here. And I got to line up my shots here because it's about the Rams. But it's funny.
Rams.
So the Rams had.
Ram alert.
Exactly. The Rams draft Sam Bradford, number one overall, right? Mm-hmm. And I go down to, they had an open practice, you know, family, friends and family of the Rams and everything like that. So we had tickets to the open practice at the facility, and we go there, and the cheerleaders come on, they hand out poster board with the Rams logo, and, you know, for all the kids to get autographs. And, you know, people are sitting there with jerseys and helmets and footballs. And so my son has a, you know, the little placard, the Rams placard to get signed. And a lot of players come through. And it's Sam Bradford comes down the line. I forget what receiver was next to him or something like that. But I tell my son to say this to him. I say, hey, tell him only you want his autograph only if you think he's going to make – if he thinks he's going to make the team, right? Which is kind of a joke because they just paid the guy $50 million. So
right.
It's one of those things where, you know, and my son had to be – 7 years old, six, 7 years old, probably six. So here comes Bradford, and he goes, hands it out, and, you know, they all have their Sharpie pens. He gets ready to sign. He goes, hey, I only want you to sign this if you're going to make the team. Well, whatever receiver was standing next to him just starts laughing. Huh. And Sam lights up with a smile, and he looks, and he goes, I'm pretty sure I'm going to make the team. And lo and behold, he's a bust here in St. Louis. So maybe my son had something. Maybe
whole,
I had something in there.
This whole town is a bust.
I know, but
this whole town is a bust.
Here's the deal. Colleen goes and picks out people who are going to make the team. I go in there and make a joke about number one draft pick, and he's a complete flop for the Rams.
Well, I mean, the whole team went away, too.
I know. Yeah,
there's no team either.
That's a different story. But which brings me to the whole thing. Listen, 17 years working for them, I didn't own anything Rams because I was dressed in NFL gear.
Another shot.
I didn't own anything Rams, and I wouldn't. But I own, and I didn't, you know, I couldn't wear anything Cowboys because they were, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you know, people would say, well, why are you dressed in cowboy gear? You're working for the Rams and blah, 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 blah. So now I'm all excited because I don't have to do that anymore. So I went down to Dallas and picked up a couple of hats. I'm going to get on CowboysPodcast.com.
Right.
And grab some Amazon. I saw some sweet shirts down there. Tried them on. I think I can squeeze into that large. My wife said, maybe I should move. Maybe I should move up. But I'm hopeful that I'm going to take the winter weight and not put it on. But so I'm going to go on to Cowboys Podcast, Amazon, and grab me a couple shirts. So
you know what Colleen mentioned? She mentioned that all the girls go down there for June in Miami. They got something going down there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We have every year we do what we call a Cowboys fans takeover. For the last 4 years, we have gone to Las Vegas. This year, we're going to Miami. And this is a big deal. It's for men and women. It's not just for women, but it is. It tends to be more women there than there are men. And it's June 23rd to June 26th of next year, and you can start making payments. They have a payment plan. You can start making payments to go, and it's four days, three nights. And it is an experience like you will never experience again. You're not just going and, yeah, there's a few Cowboys that are going to show up, and you're going to get their signatures. You're going to go. You're going to have dinner with them. You're going to dance with them. You're going to swim in the pool with them. You're going to play games with them. And you can sit and talk to them.
So, hey, I only got one question.
Awesome experience.
Because I think John and I are going to try to book that trip. But here's the question. Is your leg going to be healed enough so we can salsa dance?
Salsa dance.
My leg will be healed.
Colleen and I will get a little salsa going. We're in Miami, bud.
I can't
get with the Cuban food too.
Hey, Colleen, is there a phone number or a website that
It's Fan Zone. Let me get it for you real quick here. Go to. The Fan Zone is a company. It's www.fans-zone.com. Fanzone.com.
All right, excellent.
And
you
this
know
is
what?
The greatest experience. Last year we had David Irving, Lucky Whitehead, Eugene Lockhart, Too Tall Jones, Kayvon Frazier, Keith Smith.
This would be great.
Yeah, they got a picture of the Clevelander up on
Tony
the side.
Tony Dorsett.
Wow. All right.
We usually have 7 or 8 players that come, and it's just a blast.
This is great. Steve-O, check that out, and we'll make contact with them, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe they can show some love by sponsoring the show, since we have a whole team going out there in Miami.
Wow.
I'm always thinking.
When we're all said and done, I'll give you a phone number.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, Colleen. All right. Well, you know what, folks? If you want to catch our show and other shows, lineupmedia.fm, we've got some great show. I think there's 60 other shows that they're working on here.
Last time when we broke,
yeah,
I was telling everybody you were going to get killed off by Casper the Ghost. What happened, and I know that show, I don't know if it's been published yet because I know it's a Halloween special, but he went to a haunted house.
Yeah.
And
I think the guy was on acid. He kept saying, there's a ghost right there standing in front of us. And I'm like looking, and I got the cameraman. I'm going, do you see anything, cameraman? And he goes, I don't see anything, man. This place is insane. But it's not insane like in scary. There's nothing. At times it was dark. I started throwing stuff on the ground just so people turn around and check it out because there was nothing happening. And you know what? At least I got rid of my fear.
You're a non-believer still.
No. I'm a believer. I swear to God, I'm a believer. But I just didn't think anything was going on in there. Maybe because we're negative.
You should have come and joined us. We had more fun.
I should have.
We did a Zubu event.
Zubu?
What
the hell's that?
Yeah, our local zoo every year does a thing where the kids can come and trick-or-treat at the zoo.
And the bears handout stuff?
Yeah, we have that in St. Louis, too.
People set up booths and they hand out candy. Well, my local Cowboys fan club set up a booth to compete with the Raiders booth because the Raiders have won every year for like the last 5 years.
All right.
So we went out there and we set up a Cowboys booth. We had all of the kids coming up and saying, "Go Cowboys."
Nice. Nice.
In the middle of Raiders, Niners, Chargers, and Rams country, because I live in California.
Shot.
And despite what their parents said or thought, those kids all said, "Go Cowboys."
Oh, Colleen,
and we won this year.
All right. That's grassroots efforts, folks.
Yeah, you can't beat that. Colleen's influencing them in California while you, sir, are talking about your Rams.
No, I was down in Dallas. I was hobnobbing down there.
I'm just kidding.
Listen, the amount of people. So one of the other highlights of it is, I mean, we got to sit with a couple of players that hopefully we'll get on the show, former minor players. But anyway, funny story is that, you know, there's a lot of good times down there in Dallas. It's a very metropolitan type city, very LA-ish. But then the next day we went to the old Texas State Fair and ate corn dogs. And, I mean, there are a ton of Cowboy fans down there. I mean, but it's different than, I go out to Kansas City for the barbecue contest out there, and people are, you know, there's K-State, KU, Mizzou,
right.
Chiefs, Kansas City Royals. Everybody's wearing something different out there, right?
Right, right, right.
You walk around St. Louis, and you might find an occasional, Cardinal polo on somebody, or, there's some Cardinal hats walking around. And I'm talking not game day stuff. You know, obviously game day, everybody's dressed usually to the nines in their gear.
Right.
But when I'm walking around Dallas, and especially the Texas State Fair, it was like every other person was decked out in Dallas Cowboy gear. It was unbelievable. I almost thought,
that's how it should be, huh?
Yeah. I needed like business cards to hand out and say, because people kept calling me freak. I got to go up to them and say, "Hey, listen to Cowboy Podcast."
Well, at least you were doing that. I was at the haunted house.
I know. I was trying to get as many listeners as possible.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to Texas. My daughter lives about an hour from Dallas, and I'm going to be there from December until the end of February.
All right, Colleen, I'm going to the Monday night game the day after Christmas.
Well, there you go. You'll see Colleen.
So get your tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get together down there.
Okay.
Yep, definitely. You'll walk around with Steve here, and he'll tell you all about his Ram experience.
We might even salsa dance down there.
Salsa dance. Are you kidding me?
I'll still be in my boot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, just remember, these boots are made for walking.
I knew that was
you
coming.
You saw that one coming a mile away.
That was coming. Hey, Steve-O, I got one shout-out to one of our fans out there. You know what? I like to do a segment all the time, just give a shout-out to a person I'm seeing with a lot of activity on our board and all that, and that is Bishop G. Roland Davis. He's our fan of the week. That's what I'm going with.
I love Bish.
Yeah.
We've had some interaction in there.
Messaging, and I said, Bishop, I'm gonna give you a little shout out.
He's a fan of the show for sure.
Fan of the show. All right, folks, from Cowboy Nation here, we got a big win coming up this weekend. It's Sunday night, 7:30, is it?
It's a good game. We got the prime time game, folks.
So West Coast, I guess you're 5:30. But folks, Sunday night game. Enjoy the Cowboys whipping up on the Eagles. And from Jono and Steve-O and Colleen, we are out of here.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.